Sometimes you get bored and you try to think of something creative to do, something you haven't done before, maybe. Well, this person on TikTok, she decided to hold on to all the hair that fell out of her head.
Oh, that seems creepy and gross.
Now, I mean, on the surface, that's weird. You know, you think, what, did she lose a bunch of hair? No, it's like the pieces that you the miscellaneous pieces that just fall out throughout the day.
How did she gather it up?
I don't know. She learned that the average person loses between 40 and 200 hairs each day. So she challenged herself to collect all the fallen hairs that she finds. She collected the hair in a plastic resealable bag before using double-sided tape to create her own hair extensions. She's repurposing her hair for her own head.
Can I just point out, every day, I am very glad that I met my wife and married her because she is not weird. And I don't have to date and I don't have to meet new women because my wife would never do something like that because she's not a creepy, weird person.
It is.
Donna, I love you. Thank you for just being alive and being you. And thank you that I never had to meet this person and have them in my life.
I mean, she's recycling her own hair. Good for her.
Throw it away.
But maybe she needed, if her hair was thinning, maybe at some point she's going to say, man, I wish I would have kept my hair because now I would like it.
I have no issue with someone that wants to do something creative with their hair. If they want to wear extensions, if they want to wear a wig, if they want to dye it, they want to shave it. But saving your own hair in a Ziploc bag and then taping it down with Scotch tape at the end of the year seems nuts.
It is kind of crazy. And my girls, both of my girls have always been like this. They don't like loose hair. Like, even if it just came off of their head, if it's on their arm, like, you know, on their jacket or their shirt, or if it falls on the ground, they're like, ugh. They're just like grossed out by it for some reason. I have no idea why. But they both have a lot of hair, so, you know, it's a thing. It's just everybody deals with this. There's no way in the world that my girls would do that because they would be totally skeezed out by it.
Good. You have raised good girls. Hi, Brian and Tricia. Good morning.
I would like to thank you because I've been told to call you to tell you that your latest story with the lady in the hair has finally accomplished something that nobody else in the world has for almost the last 60 years.
What?
It's given me to where I don't have anything to comment about at all. My wife's like, for the first time, there's nothing that they're saying on the radio that you can say, well, I know this. And she said, you're standing with a fish, like a fish mouth, going up and down where you can't think of something to say because there's nothing to say.
There are no words.
She said, really and true. I said, I got nothing.
That's how I felt.
We've got seven daughters that do weird stuff, but I've got nothing. So thank you so very much.
Well, you're so welcome. Thank you.
Y'all have a good day.
You too.